Basically, stories like this. I learned Ramchal from Rav David Miller, who's my Rosh Yeshiva in Gross, so a lot of the things I'm going to say over is from him. Not everything, but a lot of things that they're learning is from him. Just a background on the Ramchal, if you're not familiar. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lozado, he wrote the Mesilas Yesharim. He was born in Italy. Story goes that he was what's called an Eloi, a genius. At 20, he started telling his friends that he was being visited by what's called a Giloi to teach him the secrets of the Torah. And he was starting writing them down, and he promptly got all his books burned and put in Cherem, as apparently that's like a thing. Rambam had that also. So he moved to Amsterdam because apparently it was more tolerant then also. And the same thing happened, and they still burned his books and still put in the Cherem. And Gamzu Latova, because if he hadn't, so meaning it forced him to write quote unquote more simple Svarim, if you can imagine, right? If you ever read Derech Hashem, it's not simple at all. But it forced him to write differently, and Baruch Hashem, we're zocheh for it because now we have Mesilas Yesharim, we're very blessed. He ended up making Aliyah to Akko, we came to Eretz Yisrael. Rumor has it he's buried near Rabbi Akiva up in Tzfas, but I'm not sure if there's a grave that's actually marked over there. All right, that's a little bit about him. It is said in the name of the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. I don't know if this is written anywhere, but this is the vibe on the street, that if the Gaon had been alive during the time when the Ramchal was, and they did overlap, but they didn't know each other, that the Gaon would have walked to go learn, the Vilna Gaon would have walked to learn Torah from him. And he's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he held he was the most important Rav since the Arizal in terms of Machshava. Again, just to clarify, we're talking 1700s. He was nifter early, I think around 1750, something like that. So the Mesilas Yesharim, as just to define quickly before we get to the Hakadama here in the introduction, and we're going to try and do one perek a class. So there are 24 prakim. So we'll see how long this goes, but hopefully we'll make our way through a good chunk of it. A Mesilas Yesharim literally means, right? Again, you see on the English a path of the just, but it doesn't really do it justice. Mesila is a path, and that's what it is. It's a journey. It's a journey of Yashar, someone who is going straight, someone who is straight and from, to go from being a tzaddik to being a chassid to being a kadosh, and that's what the book is. The book is basically broken up into thirds. Tzaddik being keeping to halacha, chassid referring to what's called the fnim mishur sadin, going above and beyond halacha, and then finally kedusha, as I like to say, living a holy life in a physical world, basically to be a living malach and to be to live a holy life in a physical world. We're going to try and get as far as we can. Okay, so the Hakdama, the beginning of the Sefer, basically is the Ramchal's explaining why he wrote the Sefer. And he basically explains that, again, as I mentioned before, that the quality and the value of the book is not reading it once. And he's also not here to teach us chidushim. He's not here to teach us things that you don't already know, which is why at the first glance, when you read it through, it's like, yeah, okay, we have to fear God. Great, thanks, that's wonderful. We have to be careful about mitzvos and averos. Great, thank you so much. So he says that's not the point. I mean, he's not going to tell you something you don't already know. As he famously as he says that people basically, since they're so obvious, people tend to forget them. And he says that basically the problem with the way people study machshava and perhaps mussar and perhaps midos and this types of things is that very often people don't think they're necessary. Right? People think they're so obvious so you don't have to pay any attention to them, right? Again, when you're studying for, just use the analogy to start to go to medical school. So if you're studying advanced chem, or what is it called, chem, biochem, that's not what it's called. It's called something else. Whatever the fancy chem is. You're not spending your time on the periodic table, like tachlis. But if you don't have the periodic table, you can't learn, right, advanced chem, whatever they call it. So that's A. And he says that a lot of people therefore forget that, right? And therefore a lot of people don't spend any time on it. That's A. B, he says that since it's kind of quote-unquote not a smart pursuit, right, you find that smart people are not studying Musar. And you find that, again, if to continue with the medical field, right, if you have a brilliant doctor, Right? He's going into a specified field. He's going to be a heart surgeon or brain surgeon or neuroscience, whatever it is. So people who are exceedingly smart always go into these specified fields. But the kid in the back of the class, he's going to be the pediatrician, right? The kid who's not, he knows all the basics, but he's not pushing himself to be critically and thinking critically about the basics, about the Hashkafa, the Musar, etc. And that, so too is true in the Torah realm as well, right? All the brilliant rabbis have, Sfarim on all these random fields. But very few, not all of them, spend time trying to figure out, what's my avoda? Or trying to communicate to the masses, what's the avoda of Musar and Midos and that type of thing. I remember it was just about a month ago, a friend of mine, Chaim Feigenbaum Zatzal, his nift is already 10 years. I don't know if you've ever heard music from Omek HaDavar, so that Jewish band. So he was the lead singer. So he sat next to me in YU in the Beis Medrash, and he was nifter. He had leukemia. He was nifter about 10 years ago. So I remember when he was in the hospital, so they told the story about him, that people came to visit him, and he already wasn't doing so good. And he said famously in my circles, he said to his brother, who's a Rav Irving Place, IPM, Irving Place Minyan. He said to his brother, what's my avoda? What's my avoda? So he thought he was crazy because he was like, dude, you have cancer, you got to get better. But he was always thinking what his avoda was. That was part of his greatness. So that's the idea, meaning that we have to think, what's our avoda in every given life situation? What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from us in this scenario? And very often we miss the forest for the trees, right? That's a phrase that if you're paying too attention, again, obviously we should pay tremendous attention to halacha and the trees, each individual tree, each individual mitzvah is crucial and important, but very often we miss the forest. And that's what the Ramchal is saying, that we need to try and make sure to study the forest as well. So he says here that the smart people kind of move on from the forest and they analyze the trees, right? They go into specified fields, and that has two results, that people, first of all, right, the smart people are not studying this, and the other people don't think it's valuable because the smart people are not studying it. Therefore, sorry, I'm just coming off a Daf Yomi Shir, so my voice is a little shot. So therefore, what happens is that people who do come to study it, right, don't find role models to study these realms of Musar and Hashkafa and kind of thinking about these types of things. So they're going to think that when they come to study these concepts like Chasidus or being firm, what does it mean to be firm? So he says over here an unbelievable line. He says, a lot of people think that Chasidus, I'm just paraphrasing, means saying a lot of Tehillim and a lot of Vidui, a lot of confessing your sins, a lot of fasts, going to the mikveh in ice and snow, right? And he thinks what the heck? What's going on over here? That's not piety. That makes no sense. It's ridiculous because people haven't studied that necessarily. People haven't defined it for the masses. So the people. So that's what he has to do. And the Ramchal basically is going to take. The first thing he does, as you'll see throughout the sefer, he defines a concept. Right, he teaches us how to acquire it, and then he teaches us how to keep it. Right? And that's what we're going to see as we move a little bit further. But that's basically what we're going to do. He says that it's not our fault, by the way, that people don't necessarily have these things in the forefront of their mind. He says that naturally, that people move their knowledge from, let's say, the active part of their brain to the back, what we call, let's say, the back of their head. Right? Anything that causes a person uncomfortability, meaning things that are uncomfortable, causes them to want to change or to realize that they have to change. So the mind automatically kind of pushes that to the back and says that, hey, listen, this is, this requires work or this is going to be uncomfortable. And we almost naturally kind of put that into the background. And we need, says Ramchal, this is what we're going to try and do by studying these concepts, right? We need to turn that knowledge into active knowledge. For example, if I would ask you, which bracha of Shmon Esrei is the crucial bracha, is the most important bracha? So many know if you've studied tefillah, so it's the first bracha, right? A person doesn't have kavana for the first bracha, you may not be yotzei tefillah. So many of you could answer that, and many people can answer that, but if I ask them, okay, great, did you have kavana for the first bracha in Shmon Esrei today? Probably not, right? Probably not. We don't necessarily have that in the forefront of our minds. You know, for a guy, as the example is given by tefillin, the halacha is by tefillin, you're not allowed to remove your das from them. You have to always be focusing on the tefillin. Right? You're not allowed to wear tefillin and thinking about, I don't know, the football game last night. Right? And please God, it should be as pure as the football game last night. But everybody knows this, that you have to focus your mind on the tefillin. But nobody does. Right? Nobody has 100% focus. This is what we have to do. We have to take things that we know and bring them into the forefront of our brains. Right, and kind of, you know, make sure that we focus on it. Okay, fine. And again, what we're going to do by kind of using this sefer, hopefully, will correct what we think in our minds is the definition of chassidut, of being a chassid, or kedusha, of holiness. Right? How many of us can answer if someone asks us what is holiness? I'm not sure any of us, myself included, I'm not sure any of us would have a really proper answer. And that's okay, but the problem is that you have what's called a chassid shoita, that the Gemara has a couple of places where a person is from, unnecessarily from, right? It's beyond the pale, meaning like we've talked about it throughout the year, right? Throughout the seminary year, that there are certain halachos, and that what a Kosh Baruch wants from us is halacha. Well, how do you know when you're being too from, right? How do you know when the chumrah that you're doing or the halacha that you're doing is appropriate? Or you're just being, you know, ridiculously frum. It's unnecessary. So that's part of this study, that a person has to know what defines kedusha, what defines chassidus, and that's what he's going to hopefully define for us. Okay. Now, just to is it over? I'm trying to find it in the text. If you do have a text, I'm just going to try and read a couple of passages over here. Right, so just trying to find it. Let's see here. Right, okay, so he defines, just before we get to that, right, he says that we're going to have to look for, oh, that's on page Dalet. Okay, so it's just before we get to page Dalet. Just again, trying to paraphrase what he's saying, paraphrase what he's saying in the Hagdama. He says, all of these things that we're going to study, right, chassidus, yira, fear of Hashem, ahava, loving Hashem, taras alev, purity of the heart, they're not necessarily natural. Right, so we have to try and work to acquire them. And that's, again, as I mentioned, that's what our Ramchal is going to say. He's going to define the things we need to know. He's going to try and teach us how to acquire them and give us a strategy to keep it. Right? We know that inspiration is fleeting. Right? We get inspired and we do stuff, and a week later we have no idea why we're doing this stuff, and we don't remember the inspiration, it's all gone. So he's going to teach us not only what they are, he's going to teach us hopefully how to acquire these concepts of Ahava and Yira and Chassidut and whatever, and then he's going to teach us how to keep them. He just mentions that, you know, that we have, he's trying to be mechazik us to study them, and he says that we have no excuse not to study them, meaning like, you know, you have to start with the basics. He says over here, right, again, okay, even within the realm of the halacha, right, you're not going to study the details of korbanos if you're not keeping Shabbos, right? You have to take baby steps, and he says that this is, you know, kind of basics. You have to know what you're looking for. You have to know how to, like I said, he's going to define these terms for us. If you're looking for a ladder, and you don't know that you need a ladder, and the ladder's right in front of you, so you're going to walk around the whole room, and you're not going to see the ladder, because you don't know what you're looking for. Or you can spend your entire life walking around and not finding it. Right? Stephen Covey says, in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he is a famous mushel, he says that if a person is looking for to find, let's say, you know, again, this is not an issue anymore because you pull up Google Maps or whatever. But back in the day, before my time, when you needed to get somewhere, you would look at a map. And so if you would, you know, you need to get the main street. And so you'd follow the map, make it right here, make a left here, make it right here, make it right left there. He follows the map, and sure enough, he's not at Main Street. So he goes back and he looks again. He's like, all right, I'm going to try harder. He says, okay, follows the map, make it right here, make a left here, right? Stay straight here, make a left here. It looks up, it's not Main Street. He says, all right, maybe I got to block out all the distractions. He tries again. And then all of a sudden he realizes that the top of the map doesn't say New York, it says Chicago. So if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know what the goal is, if you don't know how to define, if you don't know what the point of all this stuff is. So he says, you could spend your entire life walking around and you never realize that you're going the wrong direction. So that's what he's going to say about each midah. That each midah that he talks about, Zerizos and Zahirus and all that stuff, we're going to start with. Every midah requires tweaking and fixing, and obviously if we don't do it, it may not neely meely, right? So who's going to do it? Who's going to do it for us? And it's on us to do that. Okay. Right, who's going to, okay, right, he says, who's, right, amen, nili, mili, good, excellent, right, you know, okay, fine, good, sorry. Let me just see over here. One second, sorry, just, okay. Right, okay, fine. Right. And he says also that, you know, a person has to set aside specific times for this type of stuff. You know, we don't have an excuse, right? We have other things that we discuss all day. So certainly, Elif Alfa Abdullah, if we're talking about all these other random things, we should at least spend a few minutes to kind of teach us and kind of figure out what we need to do for to improve our own selves. Quotes a pasuk here from Shlomo, if you're on, if you're following in the text, if you have the green one, right, the art scroll one. So I'm on page Dalet. Right, he quotes a pasuk from Mishlei. Says, "Im tefakshena kekesef, if you look for it like gold, right? Ukid matmonim techapsena, if you search for it for things that are like hidden treasure. So as tavin yiras Hashem. So then you'll understand what it means to be a yiras Hashem, right? It doesn't mean." Right, he says, it's not that you then you will understand philosophy, or then you understand legality, or being a doctor, or laws, or halachos. It says, Yiras Hashem, meaning we think Yiras Hashem is like just comes from inspiration. It's not true. It's something you have to study, just like all these other things. And that's, again, that's what he's been hammering down and harping on this entire time. Okay. Fine. Good. And now he says at the end of the introduction that he basically, really, just before we get to that, just sorry, he says in the pasuk, "Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach." Right, I'm on again page 5 if you're following on in the green book in the introduction. Daf Hey, "V'ata Hashem Elokecha V'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach." So Kosh Baruch Hu asks from us 5 things. Moshe says, "Parshas Ekev." He says, "Bnei Yisrael," he says, "All right, guys, I'm going to define Avodas Hashem in this world. What does God want from you?" Fascinating. Moses says, again, he says it, it's almost like when you read it through the lines, it's almost like Moshe being flippant. He's like, it's not so bad. What does really God really want? But if you study it's fascinating what he says. He says, what does he want from you? Kim li yiras Hashem Elokecha, to fear him. Lelechus b'chol derechav, to walk in his ways. La'ava oso, to love him. La'avodas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levav v'chol nashecha, to serve him. And lishmor kol mitzvos Hashem v'chol chukav. And to watch over keep the mitzvos. Right, so he says he lists out these are the 5 things that Hashem wants: yira, fear, halicha b'dracha, walking in His ways; ahava, loving; shleimus halev, ishmiras kol mitzvos. And he defines that yira is that we should be obviously have probably a better way of defining is not fear but it's awe. Right, halicha b'dracha is fixing our midos. Walking in His ways is fixing our midos. Ava, again on page Vav, is loving. Obviously that means love, but that, I mean, just like your heart, he says an unbelievable lashon. He says, what do you love? We know you love your parents. So just like you should love your parents, and you what does that mean? You want to do what they want. You want to make them proud of you. So too Akash Baruch Hu. That's what you should have, the same relationship with Akash Baruch Hu. Shleimus Halev is that you should stay focused, right? That you should have the proper intent. You know, not just doing things out of by rote, but doing things you know, with proper intentions and proper kavana. And then Shmir's kol mitzvos is keeping the Torah, is keeping the halachos. Okay, so finally, and just at the end of the introduction, he says, "Where you got the sefer from?" He said he got it from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says that this is the steps that a person has to take. The Torah mevi'a l'idei zehirus. Again, if you're following on page Daf Vav, Torah brings you to zehirus. Again, we're going to define all these, but zehirus being careful, or translated in the art scroll as vigilance. Zehirus mevi'a l'idei zerizus, that brings you to zerizus, which is being on top of things and being proactive, which they translate here as alacrity. I don't know. I've never seen that word outside of art scroll translations, so I don't know what it means. But it means being, you know, being proactive. Zerizus brings you to be nikios. Cleanliness, negius mevi'a l'idei precious, brings you to being abstaining from things. Precious mevi'a l'idei tara, that brings gets us to tara, to purity. Tara mevi'a l'idei chasidus, that brings us to being a chasid. Chasidus mevi'a l'idei anava, that brings you to being humble. Anava mevi'a l'idei yiras chait, that brings us to fearing chait. Yiras chait mevi'a l'idei kedusha, that brings us to kedusha. Kedusha Tir, Hakodesh, and the Tchis Amesim, those are the different sections of the Sefer. So basically, if you've just, again, you can flip to the end, right, you have Yira, right, and you have Kedusha, and he ends it there. He doesn't teach you how to, you know, the real Hakodesh, but he goes basically from Torah to Kedusha, and that's basically the path. If you're looking for the journey, that's the journey we're going to take, starting from Torah to Kedusha. Again, he just reminds us to be proactive, basically at the end of the introduction. Right? And he said, and he's just a fascinating line, just I'll mention one more line at the end, and we're going to call it here. Maybe we'll start the first paragraph, just the first chapter, just because it's fun. But, you know, we got to get a kolas cholos kashos, as they say that. So every beginning is tough, but it's good to start, you know, the first line to get a taste of what's coming up next week. But just before we get to that, he just says at the end of the introduction, he says, fascinating. Ki al pi abraisa azos hiskamti lechaber chiburiza. I wrote this book lelamed laatzmi, to teach myself, ulahazkir lachirim, and also to remind others. Right, tnayavoda, etc., etc. So he writes that he wrote it for himself. Right, if you remember, at the end of the year, a lot of the advice that the teachers were giving you guys was to write yourself a letter, and to write yourself some sort of, like, you know, what do you want right now? And your own letter can be the biggest mussar sefer that there is, because you pull that out 6 months later and you pull it out a year later, it's not me telling you what to do, it's you telling you what to do. So if you haven't done that, I would very much recommend, you know, if you want to, there's no homework, but like if you want to kind of build upon this last this idea of taking, you know, first of all, kol hakavod that you decided to learn a couple of slots a day, but also to kind of build on that, definitely write yourself a letter and remind yourself, right? You write your own mussar sefer. I think that's immensely powerful. Okay, that's, and she ends with the tefillah, that the Kosh Baruch Hu should help us, Amen, Ken Yeratzim. Okay, let's start Perek Aleph, and then we'll obviously do all of Perek Aleph in the beginning. Now, as we pointed out at the end of the Agdama, so we're starting from Torah, and then going to Zehirus all the way through Kedusha. So if you flip quickly to Perek Beis, which is on page 14, so you see that the second chapter is already Zehirus. So, meaning the first chapter is Torah, right? And Torah is, right, well, how does he define Torah? What is the fascinating, the definition of your Torah? What is the compass that we're going to use, right, on our journey, if you will? That's Be'ur Klal Chovas Adam Bo'olamo. What is man's obligation in this world? If you had to define Torah, it is a roadmap. It is a way to live your life in this world, right? It's not a bunch of laws. Again, this is, you know, you've heard this before, but it's not a bunch of laws. It's a roadmap to way to live the best life in this world. And that's what he says, Be'er Klal Chovas Adam Bo'olamo, which is explaining what the obligation of a person is in this world. Let's just do the first paragraph, and then we'll do the rest of it the next week. Yisoda Chasidus V'shorish Avoda HaTmima Hu, right? The source for Chasidus Avoda Tmima, for pure Avoda Hashem, she's bar vis amit etzel adam machovo soba alamo. That a person has to clarify and put an effort into, right, to verify, right, what a person's job is in this world. That chova soba alamo, very crucial. His obligation in his world. All of us live in our own world. All of us have our own obligations. Again, this is stuff you've heard throughout the seminary year, but it's so true. Each one of us has our own journey and has our own path. Each one of us have our own kochos. We have our own strengths, we have our own weaknesses, we have our own way that we can be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. That is, each one of us has their own journey, right? We're all going to read the Sefer, and come away with, right, different messages and different, and that's great, and that's the point, and that's exactly what he says in the first line. Chov Asoba Olamo, we all have our own way to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Ulamat Sarech Shiasim Mabatu Magamaso Bechol Asher Hu Amel Kol Yimei Chayav. A person should figure out what their goal is, what they're trying to accomplish, and putting in their efforts, right, in all of his Amel, and all of his efforts throughout his entire life. Right, again, the mashal of the map. If you put in all the efforts into finding Main Street, but you have the wrong map, so you're not going to end up there. So that's what he says. First things first is to figure out what's the goal. What's the map? What's, where are we trying to get, right, in this life and in this world? And only then, right, again, once you define terms, then you can go about acquiring and keeping. But if you haven't defined anything, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know what the efforts should be, right, so then you can spend your whole life kind of toiling and not really getting anywhere meaningful. Okay, we're going to leave that for next time. But a big Yeshu Kach to everybody, and Mr. Shem, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on, well, everybody who can make it, obviously, everybody who can make it on Thursday. I guess I will just mention at the end,